Robert, after reviewing the Monday night game, you know, first of all, it was difficult to get your offense on the field in the first half, but was part of this just you getting into a rhythm or your offense as a whole?
No, I just think we were sloppy as an offense, and, you know, we made our coaches look bad on a national stage, and that's not the way, you know, this organization's run. It's not the way we run as an offense, and we'll clean that up, and we got to do that this Sunday.
So, personally, you don't think there's any carryover from your end just from not getting any preseason action?
No, I think that's an excuse. I'm not in the business of making excuses. You know, we're responsible for the way we played. We didn't play very well in the first half, and we turned it on in the second, but it was too late by then, so we just got to make sure we play 60 minutes.
How are you physically, Robert? 100%?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. You know, God's got a plan, and, you know, we all made it out of the game healthy, and that's the most important part of it. We just want to make sure we go get the win.
So what was your biggest challenge now that you've been out there? What do you think that was in your first game back?
You know, it's always good to get back out there and play with your teammates, you know, in meaningful games. So, you know, the biggest challenge for us is just getting the W. Whatever that entails is decided on game day. It's decided during the week, during preparation. And we'll make sure we do everything we possibly can to make sure it turns our way.
Michael Vick was an influence on you?
I mean, I think he was an influence on every quarterback growing up who was my age. You know, very talented guy, you know, coming out of Virginia Tech and even in Atlanta. So I don't think it was just me. I think it was every quarterback that was growing up at that time liked watching Mike Vick play.
Robert, how much more comfortable do you feel in year two than you did, say, a year ago going into your rookie season? I mean, is it a difference of night and day, or how would you rate that?
I think it is a difference than night and day, but, you know, you kind of know what to expect. And, you know, there's one thing we know about this team. We know from last year this team's never going to stop fighting. And that was also shown on Monday night. Even though it looked like all the odds were stacked against us, we still fought back and got back into that game. So, you know, you don't ever question the heart of this team. And I think that's what we proved once again, not only to everyone, but to ourselves. And we just know we got to play better.
What did you think of Green Bay's defense on Sunday facing a quarterback with a similar skill set as yours?
You know, bottom line is Green Bay didn't win. We didn't win. You got two teams that are hungry to get a win. And they're going to meet on the field in Green Bay. And that's all you can worry about. You know, I'm not going to get into the specifics of what their defense did versus Kaepernick and all those other things. We just got to get ready to prepare, and that's what we're ready to go do today.
Now that you kind of have a game under your belt, do you feel any more hesitant as a runner to take off?
No, I mean, like I said, I feel good. You got to trust your preparation. You trust your foundation. You know, I put the work in during the offseason to make sure that I was okay coming into the season. And that's what you trust. And you trust God that he'll protect you, and you go out and you play fearless.
With your movement ability, do you sense that defenses are a bit hesitant or maybe even scared to rush against you for fear that you'll break contain and beat them that way?
No, I think it just depends on the team. It depends on the personality of the D coordinator, what they want to do that week. You know, I got to prepare my mind mentally for whatever happens. You know, some teams are going to come out and do the same things they did on film. They'll change a little bit. Some teams will come out and do totally different things. That's just how it is as a quarterback. Teams are going to play you different every week. You just got to be ready for it. See what you see on film, and then whenever they throw a wrinkle at you, be able to adjust.
When you see quarterbacks like Manning and Brady and Flacco, guys that are primarily pocket passers but very accurate passers, and then quarterbacks like Vic, yourself, and guys coming up like Manziel, do you think as your career goes on, you're going to have to be a mobile quarterback in order to compete in camp to win a job in an NFL team?
No, I just think it depends on what the coach wants. If you have a coach who believes in you and he's going to stand by your side, put you in the right system, get the right guys around you, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you got a strong arm or not a strong arm, whether you can run a little bit or you can't run at all. It just depends. If that coach believes in you, then he'll make sure that you're successful. So I think the more quarterbacks that are coming up that they can move a little bit. Do I think it's good for the game? Yeah, I think it's great for the game. It helps grow the game, but I don't think there's going to not be a place for the pocket passer. Just depends on how many old heads are left in the NFL by the time, you know, all that stuff starts going down.
Curious, with Coach Shanahan working with Elway for all those years, did you watch a lot of Elway stuff either as a kid or with Mike?
As a kid, I did. You know, I was a Bronco fan growing up, so I watched a lot of John. And, real exciting player. Did a lot of great things. And dream come true to come play in the same offense as that he played in.
Do you expect to run the ball less this year than you did last year?
No, it just depends on what the defense gives us. Certain teams are going to have certain plans to go against you. Other teams are going to do different things. Last year we didn't get blitzed a lot. Philly blitzed us a lot on Monday night. It just depends on what the defense wants to do. And that's why, we play offense. The defense is going to go in there with a game plan. We'll come in with a game plan, and it's just a battle of adjustments. It's a chess match, and you don't really worry about it from that standpoint. You go out there, and you execute what you're supposed to do and move on.
What are your impressions of Clay Matthews as a player?
Great player. Clay, he's got a motor, and he's a talented guy that has a motor. And anybody with that immense amount of ability that plays every snap like it's his last is a dangerous guy. So, we'll be aware of him. And, you always got to respect your opponent. And, I respect Clay Matthews as a player. And that's all you can say. My team respects him as a player. That's the way you have to go about it. You got to prepare. There's going to be great players in this league that you have to play against. And he's one of them.
You mentioned before both teams coming off losses. Obviously a long season, but does the fact that both of you are 0-1 add to the importance, how big this game is on Sunday?
No, I mean, every game's an important game, and that's the way you have to approach it. Both of us are coming off losses. Both teams who don't, are not used to losing. We won our division last year, we want to get this win. They want to get the win, and we'll decide it on the game field. It's not about talking about it. It's not about does it make or break your season. You just got to go out there and do it, and that's what we plan on doing.
You made it look easy at times last year. What was the most difficult adjustment for you to the NFL game?
Coaches said it multiple times, and players have told me too. Everyone in the league runs the same plays. It's very different than college. In college systems, there's such a wide variety of things that go on. But in the pros, everyone runs the same plays because every coach has been on almost every team, and things just get recycled. That's why it's a battle of adjustments and it's a chess match. So I think that was my hardest thing coming in, just playing against our defense every day, and it seemed like they knew every route that was coming and things like that. But other than that, like I told the rookies, you get drafted for a reason. You're playing the NFL for a reason. You belong. And as long as you believe that, you'll go out and you'll be able to perform.